101st episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I hope everybody enjoyed last week's episode where I interviewed my wife, Emily Carlton, and we kind of just talked about what all is going on with our lives. In this episode, I recorded an interview with my good and longtime friend, Jeff Grubb. We've known each other for about 25 years, starting when his family moved into the same neighborhood that I lived in. He went to the same school as me. We rode the bus together. We became friends pretty quickly and, you know, stayed friends up until now. It's been 25 years. We went to high school together. We carpooled together, all kinds of stuff for years. He is also a fellow stay-at-home dad, so I figured I would call him up and talk to him. Now, a couple of the things that we talk about in the episode that might not have context if you don't know us. we talk about patching, which is something that he explains, but it got a lot of recognition from Reddit and different websites that you can see in the link section on the show notes on poppapa.com. But if you want to check out the Instagram page, it's just Instagram/Layla's Patches, which is LAYLAS and then patches. So check that out to give you an idea of what we're talking about visually. We also mention his younger brother, Marcus, his older sister, Gretchen, another friend of ours named Randy, and then I think that's about it. He's married to a woman named Eileen, and their daughter's name is Layla. So I think that gives you everything you need to hop right into the conversation where I am trying to figure out exactly how long we've known each other for. What grade was it that you came to Christ the King in? Was it third or fourth grade?
It was third grade.
Okay.
And were you in my class in third grade? I don't
know. Mrs. Getz?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right, because I think we might have met each other actually the summer before or like right before school or something, just with all the neighborhood kids.
Before I went to school, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy looking back, like there's a few kids in the neighborhood where we are now, but nowhere near just the sheer number of children around at any possible moment like there was in our old neighborhood. Yeah.
No, there were a ton of kids, and actually the neighborhood we're in now is pretty similar to that. Like, there's, like, the houses are pretty close together, and there are a ton of kids everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
And pretty young.
That's good. So they're all kind of, like, around the same age?
I mean, they're all, like, grade school age. There's a couple kids that are Layla's age, but it's not like we're hanging out with them or something, you know? She's too young still to, like, play with the neighbor kids, but...
Yeah. Also, I found personally it's difficult to make friends as an adult, like with neighbors.
No, it's terrible.
I don't know how to do it. And I mean, you're also a stay at home dad, so like, are you in any like dad groups or anything like that, or do you mostly just kind of like meet people through, like, Eileen's friends and that kind of thing?
So here, like, we've lived here a year now. Right. So we moved here when Layla was 6 months old, 7 months old, something like that. And yeah, I don't do any groups, but we do, like, we'll go to the library sometimes. They have like a story time thing. Nice. And it has been like awkward for me, at least at the beginning. Like, I was always the only dad there.
You know?
It'd be all moms and like a bunch of little kids who were very sweet. But like, very few people would talk to me, you know. But there actually is a lady. I don't even know her name, but I still talk to her at that group, and she doesn't live – she lives, like, two blocks away from us.
Oh, cool.
And they have a little boy, and he's really cute. But that's about it, you know. Or we go to the pool sometimes, and I don't know. That's one of the places where I need to, like, work on the socialization because we're just home all day.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It's hard.
It's something that, I mean, when Lucy was younger, like right now, she's pretty much a social butterfly and will talk to anybody at any time. But it's something that when she was younger, we had the same thing. I would go to the library a couple times. We even did a little class, but I noticed, and she's in preschool now, but or will be again soon. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that like a lot of the other parents are also fairly shy. Like, I'll chit-chat a little bit with some of them before, like, before school or, like, when we're waiting to pick them up. But, like, so many of the other parents seem as awkward as I am, if not more.
Yeah.
So it can be really weird.
it's terrifying to me, like, to just, like, talk to a random stranger. Like, even when you have something in common, like, oh, your kid's, like, exactly the same age as mine. Like, how's that going, you know? But it's still, like, really hard to just talk to a stranger, for me anyway. I know some people, like, that's not a problem.
Sure. Like, I'm sure our friend Randy is not having these same
he has a lot of friends.
Difficulties. He makes friends with everybody, yeah.
Yeah. I'd still rather be me than Randy, just, you know.
Oh, at all times, yeah. did you notice kind of earlier on when you were out with Layla, like, did people treat you differently, do you think, because you were a dad out with your kid?
Definitely, like, differently than when I was just a guy, like, out by myself. Yeah. Like, people are more friendly when you have a kid. Like, they'll come up and talk to you, or talk to your kid at least, or, you know, try to touch them or something. Yeah. But, like, I don't think I get treated any differently than, like, a mom with a kid. I don't know. Maybe I do.
It's funny.
Oh,
I noticed.
Oh, I've had a couple times. Oh, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I noticed at the grocery store was, like, a big place where especially women, like, older women would, like, I had an old lady, like a 70 or 80 year old woman try to hold the door for me one time when I was walking into a store. I'm like, I got it.
Sure, that happens all the time. Yeah, people will hold the door for you that never would if you were just a guy. Like,
yeah.
Why would they, though, I guess?
Yeah.
But maybe they think you're, like, overmatched now, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I was just going to say, like, I've had a couple times, this was when she was a real small baby, like, 3-4 months, she'd, like, still be in the carrier or something. And I would take her out somewhere, and, like, guys would be like, oh, mom's day off, huh? Or something like that, you know? And I'm like, well, not really. Like, she's at work every day. Like, this is a normal day. But I always thought that was strange. Like, why would you assume that? But I don't know.
Yeah, it is weird, some of the things. I think I had that a couple times early on. I think after a while, though, you just kind of look, whoever is home with the kids just gets that kind of, like, parent look on their face all the time.
Yeah.
Mix of, like, tired and just like, oh, okay, we're going to get through it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then they can sense that.
No, going to the store was weird, too. Like, if you go to the store in the middle of the day or in the morning or something, there aren't a lot of, like, 30-ish guys there, you know, doing their shopping. It's all, like, grandmas or moms with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't even notice it anymore. But
yeah, like you said, when I go out by myself, I would notice then, I could be invisible. Like, nobody cares, which is fine. I don't mind. But it's just funny how, like, when the kid's there, everybody wants to talk to him, say, like, oh, you know, getting, especially if you go to the same grocery store over and over again, like, we kind of knew some of the people a little bit, and they'd be like, oh, look, and some of the other regular customers and all that kind of stuff. When I go by myself, it probably takes me about 10 fewer minutes to get through everything, even if I had the exact same list, because people are just like, they don't care.
No, but that's like a vacation for me now, you know?
Oh,
if you can go to the store or, like, run errands all by yourself.
So you good, know,
like,
dude.
Listen to whatever radio you want, as loud as you want. That's a luxury now. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I ran, like, 2 hours worth of errands yesterday. I don't even think I had, like, a thought. I was just like, yes, just do it. Just get things done quietly.
Yes. No, I'm that person in my house, too, that's like, let's make everything a little quieter, you know? Like, it doesn't need to be full volume all the time.
Yes, and it only gets louder.
Yeah.
I thought Lucy was loud, and then Jack came along, and that kid gets this, he's got this one, like, scream, like he's trying to be, you know, Black Canary or something, and when he hits it, it actually makes me flinch. It's so bone rattling.
Yeah.
And he always saves it for when you're in the smallest room possible, like a bathroom or a hallway or something echoey like a garage.
Yeah. Well, Layla's always been a quiet baby. Like, she didn't cry a lot or very loud. But now she's starting, to, like, get the screech down. Like, even at dinner tonight, like, she just start yelling for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah. It's an adventure. you know, we've got to talk, of course, about the patches. I was Googling around today, as I sometimes do, and I saw it on, like, USA Today, right? And a few other sites, and you started posting these on Reddit, is that right?
Yeah, so she started patching last November.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I just started, like, drawing on the patches, like, little pictures, whatever. And you know I'm not a great artist from our childhood, but now I've drawn something like 250 of them. Yeah. So I'm getting better at it. And I just, you know, it was pretty cute. So I'm on Reddit all the time anyway. So I put them on there like around Christmas time last year. Mm-hmm. So that kind of exploded. And then like 6 months later, I could actually draw. So I put some more up there. And that one, like I hit first page, like first post kind of. Actually, I don't know if you're on Reddit, but
I don't understand it at all.
Oh,
I know it's a big deal.
All day.
I don't understand. I think that's the problem. I think I would be on it all day.
Well, you have Twitter. I don't enjoy Twitter as much. So it's the same thing, more or less.
I'm like, I've gone on it before for like stuff that I write up for my job, and I'm like,
yeah,
just looking at it doesn't make sense right away, and then, but I don't know. It looks like when they're looking at the Matrix in the real world and it's just like things flashing by sometimes.
Sure.
That's what Twitter works for me. It's just like short and pictures and that's it.
Yeah, Twitter's much more intimidating for me. Maybe I need to like curate who I follow or something, but it's just like too much all the time.
Yeah, so. And I don't do Facebook at all because I can focus on like one thing and that's about it.
It's funny for me how like Facebook... like you have to be cool on Facebook now, you know, you can't like post every picture you've ever taken. You can only post like the best ones. So that's all I do on there. Oh, man. I don't post a lot.
It gets crazy. But so this got picked up and I remember, I think M told me about it cause she saw a post on Facebook or on something about it.
Yeah. And, so I posted on Reddit and like maybe a day later, somebody texted me and was like, "Hey, I just saw you like on this website." And I was like, "Oh, that's news to me." And you know how it works. Like websites just pick everything up.
Oh, sure.
Repost whatever they want. And some of them will like ask you like, "Oh, can we use your stuff?" Or like, "Let me interview you," or something like that, which is very nice. But otherwise, it's just like everywhere. And the thing that makes Eileen crazy is they tend to get everything wrong, you know? Like, they like every detail is just skewed enough that it's like, that's not true. But yeah. Oh, so like clinically, the deal is she just has a small spot. Like she has a cataract in her right eye. So you patch the other eye to like force her to see better in that eye.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she actually has like a very mild case, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what I found out through all this internet furor because now I feel like I know all these people that also patch their children and they have to patch them like all day, like as long as they're awake. They've had multiple surgeries on their eye and luckily, we haven't had to do any of that, really. It's just the patching, and hopefully, like, she'll never have to have surgery. I imagine she'll have glasses just because we do, but hopefully not because of that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, did the internet – you mentioned all the people that kind of have contacted you since then. Not the websites necessarily, but, like, other parents.
Yeah.
Was that – has that been kind of a good community to – or even just, like, not necessarily community, but – for like some perspective and that kind of thing on how this all works out.
Well, both ways actually. So I guess since March or so, I've been posting every picture on Instagram every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like draw the patch. I take a picture of her wearing it, put it up there. And there's, I don't know, probably 20 to 25 other people on there that are also patching with very small babies. And they're always posting pictures and a lot of it's like long stories about, you know, what they have to deal with. Like some of these kids have to wear contacts. Like you have to put a contact in your infant baby's eye every day. And so they like lose the contacts, they have to find the contact, they have to go to the doctor to like get it out of their eye or something. So there's all kind of these stories, and then everybody posts like, oh, I hope you're doing okay. Like, so that's been awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, just having those other people, because I've never seen a kid wearing an eye patch other than my kid, you know, like mm-hmm. it's not that common, right. But there's still like thousands of people doing it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's kind of the cool thing about the internet is that it can make things seem normal that might seem abnormal just because you have a small, perspective or window on the world just in your regular life. But,
exactly.
You get to see all that stuff. And you've also set up an Etsy store, right?
Yeah. So I just did that. nobody has bought any yet, just for the record.
Well, I've got a pretty big listenership, so I think...
I'm sure it's going to explode now. But I just took some of the designs that I've done and mm-hmm. reproduced them all by hand again. And if they don't sell, I think I'll just, like, mail them to people that run Instagram. I don't know. It wasn't a big investment or anything, but it's been...
Sure.
It was a lot of work, like time investment, but not, like, money. So
right.
It's fun.
I mean, that was, I was looking through some of the pictures today and I think I liked how kind of widespread you've gone with them. I think I saw, was it Babs Bunny from Tiny Toons on there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I really liked the Ninja Turtle one, that I saw that was like the mask, and it's just cool, you know, and like you said, for yourself, it gives you, a little bit of a creative outlet. And it sounds like you've been, feeling like you're getting more kind of proficient at it, which is cool too.
Yeah, like the drawing now is the easy part, and like getting a cute picture of her is like way harder. Like, you know how hard it is to like get a child to actually look at you for half a second or whatever it takes the shutter to go. Mm-hmm. As many video games as I did, I don't know. But then I know a lot of cartoons and fun stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. How long does it take you to do like an average patch, just to draw it up real quick?
They usually take like 10 to 20 minutes each.
I'd say you're doing pretty good for just not taking that much time.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them I'll spend like half an hour on it. And again, mm-hmm. it'll be like something so obscure that you're really just doing it for yourself, you know? And mm-hmm. Layla, at the end of the day, I mean, she'll smile at it if I show it to her, but she doesn't care. You know, she doesn't know that it's there, really.
Right, she's not really looking in the mirror a lot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I think someday, you know, she can draw her own, or she can tell me what she wants me to draw, or that could be fun.
Oh, yeah, I mean, does she watch, like, a lot of TV? Is she getting into the cartoons and all that kind of stuff?
So I know it's, like, terrible, but we do, because of the patch, I think we do, like, way more screen time than she's supposed to for her age, you know? Because sometimes she's just, like, trying to take it off constantly.
Sure.
So we have, like, the iPad going mm-hmm. and the TV. We've really only watched PBS so far.
Yeah, that's a good one to stick with.
So, like, lots of Elmo and there's, like, a million shows on PBS now that I had mm-hmm. no idea existed.
Oh, yeah, they've got Curious George, and they're all based on, like, kids' books, pretty much.
Yeah, and there's a new Dr. Seuss one that's, like, Martin Short is the Cat in the mm-hmm. Hat.
That the Cat I in the Hat knows a lot about that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I also, I actually like Daniel Tiger. It's a little annoying, but I think they're pretty on point with their messages.
Yeah, it's cute. I always watch Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. So it's close enough to that. It is a little more like whiny.
Yes.
But it's still a good show. Yeah.
I noticed. Yeah. Those are the kinds of shows that like they'll get into. And at first I was like, yeah, that's kind of dumb. But the more I watch it, it just seems to kind of handle like some situations that I've seen Lucy get into later on, you know, and it kind of gives a little context for when that happens. You can be like, oh, hey, remember when Daniel Tiger got mad? And
that's good.
It's kind of silly, but we've always been
anything that works
TV. Fun. I mean,
yeah.
But the key, try to stick with like PBS and like the Disney channels as long as you can, because once they start moving off into Nickelodeon and stuff, there are a ton more commercials, and then that's when everything's like, I want that.
Yeah. No thanks. But yeah, like it's rough. Layla's only 1.5, so right. She would rather, like, when she uses the app for PBS mm-hmm. Kids, she'll watch the theme song for every single show. Like, that's the part that she likes, is the, and she'll dance along, you know, and then the show starts, she's like, okay, I don't have time for this, you know, I gotta see the next song, so.
That's awesome. Does she like Sesame Street, or is it pretty much just the Elmo stuff?
She likes Sesame Street in general, yeah. I'd say. But yeah, there's Elmo. There's like Elmo specific apps for like ABCs mm-hmm. and 1-2-3s, I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And she's very into those. But lately it's just been the PBS Kids. She'll just. Mm-hmm. And it's great because there's no words on the screen. It's just little pictures of all the characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we had that app too.
It's kind of ridiculous how she knows how to use an iPad already, I guess.
Oh my God. Do you remember like a few years ago there was a video that went around and it was like like a little baby with a magazine or something. And this was after the iPads had come out and the smartphones are really big. And the baby just kept trying to, like, flip the page, but just with his finger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's exactly what Jack does with books. We've given him, like, a few books, and he kind of – he opens it up and he uses two fingers because, like, on the Kindle that'll – and, like, everything, that zooms in or whatever. And he just likes pushing buttons on our phones. And so he was, like – whoop whoop, trying to pull his fingers away from each other and stuff. I was like, oh my God.
That's really funny. No, she now, when we use the actual computer, she tries to use it like a touchscreen, you know, so there's just like baby fingerprints all over everywhere. My computer all the time now.
Yeah, I've been able to keep the kids away from the computer, but the TV, because it's kind of down on like a lower shelf, yep. It just has, like, when it goes off, it looks like somebody was doing like an impressionist painting of mountains. It's just all these tiny little fingerprints.
Like the one corner of our TV that she can reach is just like all fingerprints. Yeah, that's the other thing about like having a kid. Like, I've never been a neat person. Like, I wouldn't keep my apartment nice or anything like that. But now that she can get into everything, just everything's trashed 100% of the time. And to, it's like, to stop that, I'd have to like clean the whole house twice a day.
All the time. So you could never stop.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just no winning. So it's like, okay, you just have to step over everything all the time.
I just like last week stepped on a big like Duplo Lego thing and I fell down and then I landed on other crap and it was just like, just leave me here. Just bury me in this stuff for a little while.
So has that been better with the new house though? Do you isolate the toys or are they just
tried? We do have actually like a playroom. It's it's called like a Florida room or something, which means it was a porch, but then that got walled off, but there's no insulation.
Uh-huh.
So it's freezing in the winter, but it kind of runs the side of the house, and we made that the playroom. So most of the stuff is up there, but it also seems like we had this room and then like we expanded more crap to fit. Like we just got more stuff that is now in there. But we try to keep it limited downstairs because our living room is downstairs, but it's tough. I remember when she was a baby, like before her first birthday, we had like one tiny basket of little toys that, you know, we'd play with her on the floor. And then like post Christmas and post birthday, it was just like, and that's like what you were talking about when we just started. Every night I would sit down and put all the stuff away. And after that, I was like, there's no way I can't do it. So we'll just kind of push it and get a bigger basket.
Yeah. I only do that. Like if someone's coming to the house, then I'll clean it all up. But otherwise it's hard to get the motivation for it. Do you guys have a basement in your new house?
Well, we're a split level. So it's set up a lot like your parents' old house.
Yeah, I know that deal.
So there's still some windows down here. And my office is down here in the living room. And then you go up and that's where – there's another living room that's just an empty room right now basically because we don't know what to do with it. Well, and the kitchen and the bedrooms and all that kind of stuff. But it works out good. There's definitely enough space, which is awesome. It's just a lot of that space has little tiny toys that get stepped on or thrown.
Like when we moved out here, like we're just renting right now. Mm-hmm. But the like really hard thing was like we moved into a smaller house. Like it's not a lot smaller, but it's noticeably. So we have all this stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't quite fit, you know.
So yeah, we ended up
putting
like...
a lot of stuff in the basement.
Yeah.
And it's still just it just feels cramped.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll probably move next summer again. So
yeah,
we'll see.
It was tough when, because Jack was born when we were still at the condo,
mm-hmm.
and that gave us kind of a timeline of when we needed to get out, because by the time he got into his own bed, we didn't have any more rooms or space or anything, so it's like, okay, we got to get this going, because the kid's going to sleep in a drawer or something.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, this house we're in right now is probably bigger than the house I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing there. I have no idea. But I had no idea when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we had one full bathroom for a family of five.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought nothing of it. Like, it never bothered me, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Like, that was all I ever knew, so that was plenty of space. I love that house, but I'm
sure that was a great house.
There now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny, when we were looking at houses before we went up in this, and even this one, we were, the bedrooms are a little bit small, all the kind of shared spaces are much bigger, and the bedrooms are kind of tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are these going to be big enough? And it's like, what, you need a bed? And I mean, I don't know, by the time they're in high school, they'll probably have chips in their brains, they won't even need computers, so everything will be fine. But yeah, it is funny when you think about that kind of stuff, because even here... there's a bathroom on each floor, and the one downstairs has a shower, and the one upstairs just has a bathtub. And the bathtub's good now for kids and stuff.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But, you know, at some point when we have the two teenagers and us, and we'll probably have to get something put in up there, because I don't think we want to take baths.
No, that's nice. I remember talking to Matt when they first moved into their house, which they have a huge house, by the way. Mm. And he talked the same way you're talking, like, well, this was going to be Anna's bedroom, and then we picked, like, this. It's this one because it's closer to our room, so when she's a teenager, she can't, like, sneak in without us noticing. And I've never, like, had that luxury of being like, okay, I'm going to live in this house for the next 20 years. Like, we just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Like, we're always moving, so, which isn't bad, but... it would be nice to be like, okay, we're done. Like,
sure.
Unpack all the boxes, hang up all the paintings or whatever, and just like not move for 15, 20 years. Like, how long did your parents live in the house in Toledo?
Oh, God. I was like 2 when we moved in there. So 26 or 7 years or something.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's amazing. My parents, I think they were only there like 18 years, maybe.
Yeah, because we would have been like
when I was in college, like
right?
College.
Yeah, that is funny. Almost everybody, actually, now except for like Randy, I think all of the parents, you know, of our friend group have moved out of the houses that they were in.
Yeah. Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Which is weird. Yeah, I remember because, you know, we went over to your parents' house for your parents' current house for dinner one time. And it was weird because like a lot of the things are the same, but, you know, different setting. But.
Yeah, it is really weird. Some summer I lived in that house during college. So mm-hmm. then I kind of like, and it was good that I did, because then it kind of felt like, okay, this is our home, quote unquote, now. But yeah, that's a strange thing to like visit your parents, you know, not
mm-hmm.
in like a new place. I don't know. How are your parents adjusting?
They're doing good. I mean, my mom comes over every day for the most part and watches the kids so I can do the writing thing. And I mean, I know she likes it because it's the complete opposite of where we were at, you know, a little over a year ago at this point, where, you know, they would come in and visit about every month. But it was a 10-hour drive and, you know, not a very long amount of time. So I think they're really enjoying that. My dad's doing pretty well with his new job. And it seems like they're starting to kind of meet some people around here. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. And I mean, I was trying to do the math. I've been out here for almost 10 years, I think, mm-hmm. In New York. And, you know, before that it was college, so you're home, like, a little bit. So it's the first time we've lived in the same area for, like, almost 15 years or something like that, which is kind of crazy for more than, you know, a summer. But it's been cool because, you know, like we were talking about before, it's hard to meet people and, you know, it's even I don't know. Do you guys have babysitters or anything like that?
That's what I was going to say. Like, we have no family, like, immediately around here. Right. Like, Eileen's parents are still, like, 2 hours away. Oh, okay. And we haven't found a babysitter. So, like, when we went out for dinner tonight, we have to take the baby.
Right.
And I don't really know how to do that. Like, I guess there's some website where you can just, like, oh, I need a babysitter around here. And it will, like, show you, like, Craigslist type thing. I don't know.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. But that
I mean, that was the thing. Yeah, we never did anything. Mm-hmm. We always, we never had a babysitter. I think, you know, maybe Lucy would have stayed with, like, some friends, like, every once in a while. But the people that were always like, yeah, we'll watch her, you know, were the same people that we were going to go hang out with in most cases. Because a lot of our friends are, you know, Em's friends from work and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
And they've got kids, so it wasn't a big deal. But, yeah, we never had babysitters or anything like that. And, you know, if there was an emergency, I could have talked to somebody and gotten, you know, somebody over here to watch her. But, you know, it's tough being the only one, you know, by yourself. You know, 2 hours can be 10 hours, you know, depending on what you need at that moment. So I can totally relate. It's tough to just be the only two kind of taking care of this little thing, this little person thing.
Yeah, it's hard, but it would be nice to, like, have some family closer, but eventually, we'll find babysitters. When she's in school, then you can't help but, like, meet other people.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, worried about it, but we should probably find a babysitter just for our own sanity, you know?
Yeah, because that just getting some, you know, some time away is is so key. I mean, does she nap well during the day?
So we just, like, transitioned to where she's only taking one nap a day.
Uh-huh.
So it's usually, like, 90 minutes in the middle of the day, which isn't awful, but
yeah.
Like, before, I used to get, like, two of those, which was really nice.
Oh, so good.
But she sleeps really well at night, so
that's good.
I can't complain. Like, she sleeps plenty.
Yeah, Jack has kind of slowly gone from two to one. It's not as big of a deal now because I'm, you know, those naps were so key when it was just me because, like, for one, you just need a break. You just need to, you know, like we said before, just, like, sit in some relative quiet and get whatever little thing you can do around the house done. But it's also just, like, when I was trying to, you know, get my work done, the focus is all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'm not saving lives or anything, but, you know, I got to figure out.
Trying to do an actual job with the baby, like, running around right there.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was another big reason we liked TV early on. It was just like, okay, watch Elmo for a minute so I can concentrate for 10 minutes and write this up. But I probably would have had to stop completely if my parents had moved out here, at least for a little while, because with Lucy's great because she's pretty self-contained at this point. But Jack just needed so much stuff, especially early on. He was just real mad a lot. And, you know, you can kind of, I can type one handed while rocking a baby a little bit, but when that baby's, like, throwing elbows and trying to arm bar me in the throat, it's, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Yeah. So do you have, like, releases? Like, what do you do? Like, let's say you have 2 hours where you don't have any work to do and you don't have the kids. Like, do you, like run or something, or do you?
I actually, I
watch a lot of movies, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I do that mainly at night. Cause, like, I used to get stuff done at night, and now it's just like, I'm going to watch Parks and Rec for an hour and a half on Netflix or something, just to kind of decompress and just not, it becomes just like not having to deal with or take care of or worry about something for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, you just need that break of sanity or quiet. But yeah, I got 2 hours. A couple weeks ago, I went to a comic shop that's kind of far away. And they've got like quarter books in the basement. And I dug through those for like an hour. So that was
awesome.
That was fun.
That was cool. No, I've started like I've always been a gamer, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm always like playing something. I always have a game or two that I'm playing. So recently, I think for like the last year, like maybe two nights a week, I play Counter-Strike with Marcus and like his buddies.
Oh, cool.
And that's actually been really fun. Or most of the time, it's really fun. So if you ever want to shoot people late at night.
Video but
I can't, like, I can't do it more than that. Like, I can't do it two nights in a row even usually. Like, I'm too exhausted. But it's worth it, yeah, for that, like, decompression. Like, this is just something I want to do, not something I have to do. Or
exactly.
So, yeah.
I was playing, like, a Madden game from, like, 4 years ago for a while. And then I realized that I wasn't good at it, and it made me furious. And I was like, this is totally against the point of what I'm doing. And then I got there's a skateboarding game called Skate 3. And that's kind of my like zone out. Just
is that like Tony Hawk-ish, or is it?
It's kind of like it's not. I think the Tony Hawk games got kind of like cartoony at the end. These are just like it's a made up town.
It's more like Grand Theft Auto type of.
You're not murdering anybody though.
Okay,
that's a
true.
Key difference.
Okay.
You're just skateboarding. Sometimes you bump into folks, but that's on accident half the time.
And do you play that on console or something?
Yeah, I haven't upgraded to a new system. I've got my 360, which doesn't want to connect to the internet anymore. I don't know why it doesn't. It's stupid.
So we still have like a first generation Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so
I said like, okay, I'm not going to buy another console until like Layla wants the new whatever.
Yeah, right.
Like, because I just don't play it. Like, I didn't really play the Wii all that much. So I just play on the computer all the time.
Yeah, the Wii's got some really good games, but it's like, I don't always want to dig out all the pieces and
It's such a hassle.
Flail around.
Man. Like, if you want to play a game, you have to, like, find the disc, you have to get the TV all set up to do it. Then there's, like, six different controllers that you have to have the right one.
Yeah.
Can't do
you
it.
You know what I did? I downloaded Bubble Bobble. I got the digital one or whatever through the official Wii store, and I played that by plugging in a like the old 64 controller, or maybe it was a GameCube controller.
Yeah, GameCube.
You could plug it in on top. Mm-hmm. And so I would just play that, and I got Mario Tennis, and I played those for a while.
Mario Tennis. That's awesome. Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff I would do. If I got the Wii back out, I would play really old games.
Yeah, you can actually, I don't know, do you have your old, like, cartridges from, like, Sega and Nintendo?
They're in my parents' house.
You can buy a system, I don't know if you've seen these, it's called, like, the Retron, and it's got, there's a couple different versions of it, but the one that I got for Christmas, actually, it has three slots on top for Super Nintendo, Nintendo, and Sega. And so if you have your old cartridges, I know you can get emulators and everything now, but it up converts it so it doesn't look like garbage on HD TVs.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And so a couple weeks ago, I dug out Mario 2 and was playing that. And it's funny when you play those games, like, because we played them over and over and over and over again. Like, how you still remember where if you throw the vial here, you can warp to, like, three levels ahead and all that stuff. But it was fun, and you can plug the actual controllers in if you want. It comes with some, too, but you can plug in the old-school controllers. So that's been fun.
That's awesome. No, I should do something like that. I tried to play Mario 3, which was always my favorite, maybe, like, 2 years ago. And I was blown away by how hard it was.
Oh,
like,
ridiculously hard.
Crazy hard game. Like, oh my gosh. And it took me like a week before I was even like close to how I used to be able to play, you know?
Yeah.
And at the time, it was like, you know, second nature. But now, oh man, compared to games now, so hard. So how long do you usually go on these?
Oh, like 45 minutes ish.
And then do you edit down, or do you, you're just like, here it is?
I edit sometimes. When it's just me yammering, I will go through and I go a lot. And I get rid of some of those. But the conversations tend to go a little bit better. This is actually my second one. I did one with M last week.
Oh, nice. I'll have to check it out.
It was kind of fun. I can't believe I did 99 of these just talking to myself when I look back. It's like, I should get some people on. But I mean, before that, there was no way I could even like record anything aside from just stealing time when the kids slept or whatever.
But do you still do a lot of interviews like for your work?
Yeah, a lot of them tend to be over email, which works out. Yeah.
That's easy.
Because it's way easier because you don't have to transcribe. The phone interviews are better usually, but it's just, man, you know, that extra time and that I hate transcribing because you can't do anything else. You can't listen to like music or do anything else.
Yeah,
you just got to sit there and do it, mm-hmm. which I hate. But
so have you talked to anybody cool lately?
Let's see. Have I talked to anybody cool lately?
Or obscure, I don't care.
Well, probably too obscure, a lot of them.
That's okay.
Who the heck did I just email? Every now and then something interesting pops up that I was like, oh, I got to remember to tell my friends because it's an actual person outside of comics.
Someone
would
actually know.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do – I think I did an email interview with George Romero, the guy that did Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, wow.
Which is one that I wish I had pushed to set up as a phone conversation, just so I could have that recording.
Be like, I talked to this guy, yeah.
Yeah, here it is. And just listen to it when I go to sleep. Because I got to interview – the coolest one that I ever got to do was I got to interview Harold Ramis from, you know, Ghostbusters and everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
That was back when I was at
Toy Fair. Passed away last year?
Yeah. And it was a good one. I don't think I have the recording anymore because it was on like my work computer and I never copied it over or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I might have. I got to talk to John Landis also, who I think he also passed away. And I have a picture with him though that I do have.
Oh, that's cool.
It was at a convention and they were doing this Masters of Horror series for HBO. And one of the editors calls me up and he's like, "Hey, you like horror, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." Okay, come to this room. You're going to do some interviews. And I had no time to research or do anything. I'd never seen the show. I didn't know anything about it. And then I did like three round – or kind of round robin interviews where we stayed still and they moved around the room. And it was John Landis and then a couple other guys who at the time it didn't click who they were. And then – later on, I looked them up,
yeah.
And I like those are probably some of the lamest interviews I've actually done because they were just like, "So,
yeah,
what are you looking forward to next season?" And I'm not really like a good name guy, just off the top of my head.
yeah,
like, "Oh yeah, you did this and this and this and this." Mm-hmm. So that was a little awkward, but yeah, it was cool to talk to those guys.
So back to Reddit, you know they have like you know what an AMA is?
Yes.
So that's somebody's job is to like coordinate with celebrities.
Oh, sure.
And like help them answer questions on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah, the things that you can get paid for on the internet are crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know how Reddit works, remember?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's a subreddit?
I think their office is in New York.
I think that is true. But yeah, do you miss. Or do you ever think about like getting a job later on down the line, or are you pretty used to the dad thing at this point?
I probably should get a job like now.
Yeah,
but it's really hard. I don't know. Like my intention all along was to get a job and like we'd figure out some kind of daycare or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just like the inertia of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've gotten into a good routine and everybody's doing well. But yeah, I probably should.
Yeah, some days I feel like I need to.
Since we moved, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, if you're moving on a regular basis, I'm sure it can be tough to nail something down anyway.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's looking like we're going to stay in this area.
Okay.
For a long time anyway. Who knows? Mm. Forever, but. So I should figure that out. And there are some places around that are more or less in my field, so I could do it. But you know, you gotta get, like, I have to spend that nap time doing that instead of drawing patches and watching Parks and Rec. So
yeah. You're famous now. You don't need work.
I figured out that if you're famous on the internet, there's no money involved in that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Even much. If your job is on the internet, there's very little money in it.
There just isn't a lot of money there. So,
but yeah, some days I like would love a regular 9-to-5 job or whatever. And be the one part of it is like being the one that comes home, and when they're so stoked to see that the other parent sometimes, it's like,
oh. See, I'm totally okay with that. Like, oh, you're really excited to see mom? Go hang out with her. That would be great.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. But did you know my sister started working?
Oh, I don't think so.
So her kids are finally all. The third one just started kindergarten. They're all at the same school for like a full day of school. So she got a job at University of Dayton.
Oh, cool.
And I think it's like 35 hours a week. So it's like perfect for her. Like she's home before they are every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah. She's loving it so far. She's only been there a couple months, but... Yeah, she found it, like, it took her a while, but she found a good spot for her, so.
Yeah, and once you get used to being the one that's kind of home all the time, it is weird when you're gone. Like, I've gone on a couple, like, work-related things where I'm just gone for a couple of days, and I mean, I don't know if it's different than if you worked every day or whatever, because I don't have that experience, but it is strange being away sometimes, and then coming back, and if, like, things are a little bit different, it's like, whoa, what happened? I'm usually in control of all of this.
Yeah. That's another thing I'm kind of worried about, because let's say I did, get a 40-hour-a-week job, I would still be working a lot less than Eileen, so I would still be doing all the stuff that happens at home, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to do any cooking or cleaning just because I got a job. So it's daunting for me anyway.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's another thing that you think, do you do most of the cooking? I know your parents are awesome cooks.
Yeah, I do all the cooking. We eat out plenty or like take out, but if something gets cooked, I'm doing it. That part I don't mind at all. Like I like cooking and I like eating.
Yeah.
It's more the cleaning. Like I'm
right.
But yeah.
Yeah, once I think there was a time when both Em and I were working regular jobs and she was getting home later than I was. Mm-hmm. And so I would make dinner. And then right before I got laid off, I was working in the city. So I wasn't getting back until like 7 or whatever. So she was cooking. But like it was something that I never had like an interest in when I was a kid, even though my mom cooked all the time and would try to like show me what she was doing sometimes. I wasn't interested, but I've had a good time kind of like getting into it and trying like all kinds of different foods and figuring out what works and what just doesn't work.
And do your kids eat your cooking?
Pretty well. Once Jack started eating solids, he loves everything. Or he'll just shove everything in his mouth, I should say. Now, that doesn't mean that my cooking is good, because he'll eat cat food and dirt off the floor almost constantly.
That doesn't matter, as long as I eat it.
Yeah.
Like, Layla, she doesn't eat a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes she'll eat chicken, and she'll eat, like, sausage. But, like, anything else, anything that's not that, like, she won't eat a hot dog, she won't eat a hamburger, steak, or like she won't eat any of it. So I'm like, okay. So I find myself just like feeding her something else and then we eat dinner. It's like, okay, fine. hopefully that she grows out of that. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a friend who, their kid would only eat like, I don't remember. It was like one thing and that was it.
Yeah.
Which sounds exhausting. It's too bad about hot dogs, cause that's like such an easy go-to.
I know, it's so easy. And you know, kids love hot dogs. Like but that's fine. I mean, they're not healthy, I guess. So
no. Yeah. I try to use the turkey dogs whenever possible. Oh. And the kids seem okay with that.
Yeah. No, and she like. Yeah.
And then I cooked like beef franks again on the grill, and I was like, "Oh, these are so much better."
Yeah. Sure. But she likes pasta, mm-hmm. and yogurt, and like cheese and yeah. fruit. Like she'll eat almost any fruit. But you know that's not a real dinner.
Like, yeah.
But. That's okay.
Yeah, Lucy
but
I was like that too.
And she likes it all, so that works mm-hmm. out right.
That's good. Cool. Yeah, that was something that the cooking part would be, it went from being like something I was really into when before the kids, and then like early on it's tough to get it all done. Yeah. And we were talking about the grocery store before. Like I was the grocery store we go to doesn't have like a big enough cart to put the car seat in, so I would actually just like carry Lucy in one arm and then try to do everything else,
really?
Which was stupid. I mean, they didn't have anything else, and I didn't want to like push two carts, like one with her in it or the stroller or whatever.
No, I was like, would have been easier. I would always put her like carrier in the like main part of the cart, mm-hmm. you know, because I always heard that if you like put them in the basket part, like the top like little seat part, that they'll like fall out and die yeah. or something.
Yeah,
but it made shopping like impossible because it takes yeah. up the whole cart, and you're just like like putting food on top of the baby.
The baby, yeah. Hold this. Don't eat it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the food, like, it got difficult, and then once Lucy got a little bit older, then I could do, like, a lot more stuff, and then Jack came along, and all that went away.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool. Well, how can people find the patches easiest? Would the Instagram account be probably
so
the easiest
way?
Yeah,
so that's where it is every day. Mm-hmm. So I can give you the link to that if you want to put it on there. But if you just search, like if you just search Layla's Patches, it's the mm-hmm. first thing that comes up. And by no doing of my own, I don't know how that happened. But there it is.
Cool, man. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so there you have the interview. I hope you enjoyed it. As usual, if you want to check out the show notes for this episode, head on over to poppapa.com, which is poppapa.com. If you want to check out the Instagram for the patches that we talked about, again, the link is Instagram.com/ Layla's Patches, LAYLAS Patches. I also have my pop culture blog, United Monkey. I've been doing themed weeks every now and then. This week's theme is vampires, if you want to go check that out. And I am on Twitter, the only social media that I can handle right now, at Papa Deitch, which is POPPADIETSCH. All right, gang, have a good one.